T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listener Ralph makes a brilliant point in an email to me, Lee.
Okay.
Here's what he writes. Very simple. Tara, and he sends me an article. I'm going to read to you from it because, boy, I didn't think about this. Tara, we are finally energy independent thanks to the Trump administration. No blood for oil was a leftist catchphrase. Now it is a reality.
Yep.
And this piece is great, and let's read from it. Everybody who carried this idea, not just as a banner at a rally against, you know, the Iraq War or whatever, but as a virtue in their heart, should be relieved that American energy independence finally realized under the policies of President Donald Trump means no blood for oil.
But now, once we have achieved that, we've got to do away with the oil and the coal and anything else.
Right, so we can have blood for oil. Because let me tell you what, you know, what you're watching right now, the whole Saudi Arabia got attacked by Iran, so we should intervene thing. I'm sorry, I haven't talked about it. I'm bored out of my mind watching it. I don't care. And we don't need to care. That's the awesome thing. We care because we want to, but honestly, we don't need to care. Now, the EU, they need to care. More than 50% of EU nations' energy is imported. That's by choice. They could have bought it from us. And they actually begged us to build a pipeline, or allow them to build a pipeline across the ocean to get the energy from us. But, you know, we said no because we're idiots. Anyway, but that was before Trump. But that's because they're not energy independent. And, you know, here's some questions. What will happen to European commerce as a result of the Saudi oil-filled attack? How about gas prices? What about shipping costs on consumer goods? The piece goes on to say, you know, that ought to keep their defense specialists up at night. But ours, yeah, they can sleep just fine. America is in a stronger position now than it was 10 years ago with similar geopolitical circumstances it caused the oil prices to skyrocket to an all-time high of $146 a barrel. Back then, we were only producing 5 million barrels a day domestically. Today, we produce over 12 million, and that number continues to grow every day. Energy independence means that when Iran threatens Saudi Arabia and takes millions of barrels of oil off the global market, America persists unaffected. It means when the ongoing socialist nightmare in Venezuela, the nation with the largest proven oil reserves in the world, takes millions of barrels of their oil off the global oil market, America persists. She persisted is, of course, the manufactured slogan associated with Democrat presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren. They don't want us to persist.
No.
They want blood for oil.
Yeah.
The difference, he writes, from previous Middle East energy crises is that today we are pursuing an energy policy that assures we will not shed American blood for oil. We are seeing hundreds of thousands of people find jobs in the energy sector, move off government dependence, provide for the families and communities, all while lowering CO2 emissions and cleaning up our air and our water. And that's because of fracking. It's because of fracking. When we frack for oil, natural gas is usually in the same places.
And if a Democrat is elected to the White House in 2020, all that will come to a screeching, grinding halt.
Right. And we'll go back to blood for oil, which is so much fun. Did you love how the dynamic here is something I never thought I'd see? You literally have the left and they're on television and they are just very worried. Very worried. Trump does not seem to be up for taking action against Iran, man. Trump has gone kicking and screaming. I got to see it with my own eyes. I don't know if Iran did this, and I don't know what I'll do if they did. And the left's like, oh, my God, you got to bomb somebody. Well, they want him to bomb somebody so they can go, oh, my God, he bombed somebody. He's nuts. That's how they will shift. The second he drops that bomb, they will shift. If one rat in the factory is killed, one bunny in their nuclear testing facility dies, they will flip their lid and say he's a tyrant. That's why they're egging him to attack so they can turn on the dime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But we don't need to. We do whatever we want. I mean, honestly, the way I feel about it, Saudi Arabia, they can go do what they want.
Well, I mean,
take care of Iran yourself.
As many weapons as we've sold the Saudis, they
surely
should have
they
enough
could,
to take care of it themselves.
You'd think.
They're not, you know, defenseless by any stretch of the imagination.
So, And this headline is awesome. Buyers of Saudi, I mean, you know, this used, if this had happened 15 years ago, we'd be in full-on freak out. Everybody'd be looking at gas prices in the coming months. They'd be looking at, you know, gas, you know, gasoline futures, oil futures. Listen to this. Buyers of, that's a headline. Buyers of Saudi oil scramble for alternatives as U.S. exports ramp up. We're going to make a lot of money off this.
Yeah.
While supplying the world, while denying the regime of Iraq the ability to affect world markets and interrupt. And no blood for oil on top of it. It's awesome. Yeah. Which is, of course, why the Democrats want to end it.
Yeah.
You want to get an idea of what that would look like. I talked about this earlier, and Trump was brilliant to do this. He's standing in New Mexico. New Mexico voted for Hillary. She won it by 8 points over Trump, okay? But there was a Libertarian that got 9 points, so it's kind of weird. But, you know, it hasn't gone Republican since 92. It's a big stretch to try to win it. But New Mexico's never heard a message like this before. I mean, this is Trump leveling the devastation, the potential devastation of the Democrats' energy plan back around on the Democrats. Take a listen to this.
We're going to turn this state and make it a Republican state. The Democrats want to completely annihilate New Mexico's economy. Under the Green New Deal, that all goes away. No more cows, no more airplanes, no more trips. They'll call us the Hermit Nation.
And why is that? Because New Mexico is the, eighth largest producer of oil now?
If you look at New Mexico, when you look at, it's the eighth largest energy producer in the country now.
Right. Yeah, let's bring up that graphic because we can show people New Mexico's crude oil production boom. 249 million barrels of crude oil produced in 2018.
It's just unbelievable. And when you look at how many jobs that supports, that's about 95,000. It contributes $13 billion to that local economy alone. The president, under the president's administration, that state has created 35,000 new jobs, and 1,000 of those jobs were manufacturing jobs.
Wow. Okay. Cool. We'll wipe 95,000 jobs off the board in New Mexico. Who's up for that?
Yeah.
Seriously, y'all, please run on that. Please run on that.
Yeah.
Let's bring it. The export window for U.S. crude is going to be wide open, said Phil Flynn, an analyst at Price Futures Group in Chicago. You're probably going to see record amounts of U.S. exports. Oh, which, by the way, the Democrats said in their debate last week, they want to ban exports from our country. Because that's the Protect Iran Act right there, right?
Yep.
Protect Iran Act? Protect Russia Act.
Yes, exactly. That's the other thing.
Yeah, Protect Russia Act is going to give them plenty of money for all those advanced weapons systems.
Because Russia's problem right now is the fact that that's the really only export that they have is natural gas and you know, oil. And when the prices are down like they are now, they can't make budget.
Yeah, it's 80% of Russia's GDP is oil and natural gas. They're not very, I mean, other than that, all they do is internet crime pretty much as far as I can tell.
Yeah, that and sell bad weapons to smaller countries.
Right. Yeah, that too. I mean, if you wanted to empower Russia, the one thing you would do is the opposite of what Trump's doing, which is you'd just wipe out these industries and ban the foreign sale. I mean, they act like, oh, we could just take the oil off the market. Like, totally, nobody else will step up. Of course they will.
Yeah.
And it's all bad players, bad actors, bad people. We don't want that.
That's like all the folks saying that if when you legalize marijuana, that makes all the drug dealers go away. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, they just go away. And no, wait, they don't. They don't. Okay. By the way, Lee, did you see this? They did it again. This happens like once a year, okay? Liberal, like, bloggers or Instagram celebrities, or just like liberal couple, whatever, will buy all of the propaganda that, like, you know, it's just racism and it's just xenophobia. You don't need to fear anybody in the Middle East. They are awesome. Everybody's just, they're just like us, and it's just been a bunch of hype. So did you see this? Two bloggers went to the Middle East to prove it gets a bad rap.
And where did they go?
They went to Iran.
Oh, wonderful.
How you think that worked out?
So these are two American bloggers that went to Iran? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're British. British Instagram
that's
stars.
Okay. That's okay, too.
Jolie King and Australian boyfriend Mark Firkin. Traveling wasn't just a hobby, but a way of life. And they declared before they went that they were going to prove that, you know, the Middle East gets a bad rap. And
they're hiking the jihadi trail?
Yes. They're in prison right now. in the deadliest prison in Iran.
Doesn't sound like a good time.
No. No, they haven't been thrown off a building yet, which
doesn't
is
sound
good.
Like Life's a correctional institution
no.
when you can walk away.
Doesn't
apparently.
Work that way.
Yeah.
Quote, this is from them. Our biggest motivation behind our blogs is to hopefully inspire anyone wanting to travel and also to try to break the stigma surrounding travel to Middle Eastern countries that get a bad rap. So they went there to break the stigma?
And they got stigmatized.
Oh, did they? They got picked up. Why? You can't just go there. Prisoners at the famous Evin prison is notorious for torturing and murdering their prisoners. Women often report suffering physical as well as sexual torture as they serve inhumane sentences in squalid living conditions. Prisoners, this is the UK Daily Mail. No, oh, this is ABC News. I'm sorry. Prisoners have confirmed the cells are overcrowded, infested with insects, and are dredged in human filth. Once an individual is taken into custody, it's expected that they will not return alive.
Doesn't sound like that might end well.
No. Oh, by the way, they're political prisoners. Presumed to be spies. So their tour to encourage further Middle Eastern travel as a means to mutual understanding and peace has ended really badly. We hope it doesn't get worse.
That's what happens when poorly educated people involve themselves in a complicated situation.
Anyway, the British government has announced it will confront Iran about the arrested idiot Brits at a upcoming UN meeting. Mm. Oh, that's all you get, a confrontation in the hall. Good luck.
Yeah.
So that ended badly. And you said uneducated. I think the problem is they were too educated on, media and liberal doctrine.
Well, they had truth over facts.
Yes! Lee, you were just on fire today. They had truth over facts. And that'll get you killed every time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's see what the people think. Here we go. Texture writes, those two idiots that went to Iran ought to be left there. Not $1 of taxpayer money should be spent on them. There's always two every year. There's two idiots. Same thing. They do this. They declare. And they must not Google before they do it. You're going to go to the Middle East. Pick a place. I don't know. Afghanistan, Iran. And we're going to show that, like, it's just the xenophobia, man. They're not any different from us. They don't have a different culture from us. It's the same. And besides, our culture is totally inferior anyway. We got to apologize for it while we're there. They have ended up in a prison in Iran that you don't generally come out of alive. Okay. Oh, by the way, they're in solitary confinement. So much for the understanding. Oh, by the way, did you see what's going on in the UK? Speaking of, we now operate in the West under the idea that all Western culture is automatically inferior to fill in the blank here. Like any culture. I don't care what it is. Like just put it in here. Our culture is presumed to be inferior because, of course, it was based on white supremacy and paternalism and toxic masculinity. So, I mean, just whatever you want to do, like whatever, it's better than what we're doing. So we'll let you do that here. How would you feel about eating dogs and cats? Think we ought to do that here? I mean, it's a cultural thing, right? I mean, we don't eat dogs and cats. I mean, you want to raise dogs and cats for food and slaughter them yourself? They'll be knocking on your door and you'll end up on the news. Why? That's the value our culture holds. We feel that those particular animals in our culture should not be slaughtered for food, and certainly should not be slaughtered the way that they do it in South and East Asian countries. Oh, my God. It's believed in those countries. I don't know if you knew this. It's believed in a lot of those countries. I'm not going to name them. I don't want to offend anybody. But it's believed in those countries, a lot of these countries, that the meat tastes better if the dog dies in excruciating pain. I kid you not. They skin them alive in a lot of cases. They'll beat them before they die, not to kill them, but just to get their adrenaline going because they think the meat tastes better. I have no idea if that's scientific or not. That's what they do. So this has become a problem in the UK because they have a lot of people from, you know, other cultures there. And so animal rights activists were like freaking out. Like, dude, we cannot be skinning dogs alive. That's not our culture. Can you imagine if people were skinning dogs alive here? I mean, like, people would freak. Would they not? That's just not our culture. So a bill was drawn up in the UK to make the possession of dog or cat meat illegal in the UK, the killing of a dog or cat for food, right? Now, in this country, in the UK, 20 years ago, would that be controversial? People are like, duh, huh? How about 15? Duh, huh? See what happened? The ban on eating dog and cat meat was blocked in the UK because it might offend people of superior cultures or East Asians, where they're used to eating dog and cat meat. Oh, the preferred way to cook the cat is just you know how you cook a lobster? Yeah. Well, you skin the cat first, obviously. But then you throw them in to the boiling water. They're alive at that point. Yeah, it's especially in China. It's cat soup. Want to do that here? No? Well, you don't want to offend anybody. Remember with the left. Killing a person or a thing is less of an offense, is less controversial than offending somebody of a superior culture. Of course, all culture is superior to ours. We just know that. About 30 million dogs are slaughtered and eaten across Asian cultures every year, and so they want them to feel comfortable. So, yeah, there you go. This is what happens when the belief that your culture, Western culture, is inferior is inculcated into you from an early age. Just whatever else they want to do over there. Just whatever. Just it's fine. You sure? Oh, yeah. Texturize, okay, I'm turning off your channel. Well, I was turning off the channel is better than turning off our culture. That's what a lot of people want to do. I'm moving on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did you see this? Did you see this, Lee?
What's that?
Okay, this is the kind of low-hanging fruit. The GOP was always afraid to do this kind of stuff because it was unseemly. It might make, you know, the people at the wine and cheese parties mad. Yeah. But, like, voters like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But, like, if voters like it,
yeah.
you know, then, well, we can't do that if that's what's required to win. Do you know what Trump just did? This is pure genius. He just demanded that the DNC hold an open borders convention in 2020. He ridiculed the Democrat National Committee, mocking them,
mm-hmm.
And demanded they reduce security for their 2020 political convention.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Just let everybody in.
Why
should you have to be a delegate? Everybody's a stakeholder. Why not just let everybody come in and let them decide who the Democrat candidate is going to be, just like they want to do in our primaries in South Carolina, where we have open primaries where anybody can vote.
Yeah, no, I go a step further. Why do they have to be a delegate? Heck, why do they have to be a citizen of this country?
Right, exactly. That's my point. Yeah. Let everybody come in. We're all stakeholders here.
We are. And here's the thing. They would probably say, well, we don't let illegals vote. Much. All right, that's fine. Then we'll let anybody in, and the delegates, only the delegates will get to vote, but everybody else who wants to come in can come in. Trump said, quote, they just gave out a tremendous contract. You know what it's for. They're building a big wall around the building. Mm-hmm. It's for security, he said. Right. A massive wall. We should tell them open borders, let anybody come in.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had to repeat that over and over and over.
And it should be a gun-free zone, and that includes there should not be any law enforcement there. Nope. Can't have that.
Do you think, I don't know, would you be willing to allow the security to carry spears?
I don't know. Somebody might get their feelings hurt about that.
Yeah. Butter knife, you think? Butter knife?
Maybe.
If it's like filed down, so it's definitely
How about a Nerf baton?
A Nerf baton. I love it. What is a Nerf baton?
I have no idea. I'm just thinking about, you know, the police have batons,
padded.
But,
yeah.
You know, but instead of that, let it be like a Nerf material, you know, like those noodles that you play with in the pool.
Yes. You can get noodle whipped.
Yeah.
I don't think that leaves a mark.
Yeah.
I like the way you're thinking. Trump noted that he continued to face Democrat opposition to building the wall on the southern border, despite their support for border barriers in the past. Quote, he says now, a few years later, they don't want a wall. Do you know why? Because anything I want, they want to do the opposite.
Yeah.
That's why they want to go to war with Iran. Anyway, so he said, yeah, they ought to have an open borders convention, which they will not.
Oh, of course not.
They will not do that. It's good. If it's good for us, it's good for them. Well, like, you know, people say, like, what if rapists or sex offenders get in? I don't know. The people of Charlotte are coping with that, are they not?
Pretty much.
Sanctuary City. I mean, you know, just deal with it. Which, by the way, several people have pointed out the irony of this. We are now obsessed with the idea that Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice, may have committed an act that his victim, you know, she doesn't remember, but that's okay. Actually, neither of them do. For sure.
No, all we have is an accusation.
You know, yeah, you're right. We don't have any memory. Yeah, we don't
have
a memory.
Nothing. We have no memory of it. We have no witnesses. We have no evidence. There is nothing to say that this is true. We simply have some person who has made an accusation. That person just happens to have been an attorney for the Clintons.
Yeah, we got him. But there's another one in the story, too. This Martinez woman who went to Yale. Now, if you remember, she showed up briefly for a while and was very flaky. This was during the Kavanaugh hearing. So there's two of them in the New York Times article. The other one, the Martinez woman, or is it Ramirez? Dang, I forgot. I'm sorry. It's in my stack. Anyway, God, I got it right here. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. So she said that at first, when she came forward, she said that she was so drunk, her memory was sketchy, and she would need like a few days to really think hard about whether Brett Kavanaugh abused her. Then she came back and said, okay, she was sure that somebody shoved a penis in her face and that she did touch it when swatting it away, but she was not sure it was Kavanaugh's. And then later she decided she was sure it was Kavanaugh's. Well, she was so flaky that the New York Times ignored her, and so did the Democrats last time. Well, that's the other woman in this article. And she was ignored. So the whole point of the article, Lee, was to say, okay, well, she can't really remember, but here's another attack just like the one she describes. And that's the one with Max Speier, the Clinton attorney. And then we find out that the victim in that one can't remember either. Isn't that crazy? No one can remember Brett Kavanaugh doing anything of a sexual nature to them.
Well, I guess because it didn't happen.
Well, yeah, probably. Okay, so we're deeply concerned. We have to have extensive hearings. But there's illegal immigrant sex offenders we know committed their crimes. They've been convicted sometimes more than once. And they're totally A-OK. I mean, they can run around Charlotte all they want when we could have them behind doors, closed doors.
If this weren't so immoral, unethical, and insidious, I would suggest that Republicans do the same thing. Let's just pick a Democrat candidate. Let's have someone make an accusation, then demand that we have congressional hearings about that. And then let's go subpoena their tax returns for the past 20 years and find any other way of legally and judicially hassling this person into a nervous breakdown. I mean, that's exactly what's being done here. You have baseless accusations made with absolutely no corroborating evidence. These Democrat candidates that are calling for further investigation, for the love of Pete, how could you have any more investigation when there's nothing to investigate? We went through the whole thing with Kavanaugh. We've been through the Russia probe for 2.5 years. There was nothing there. The only thing that was there was a made-up piece of information which was paid for by Democrats to begin with. There was nothing there. Period. End of story. Get over it. Get a life. Move on. And the same thing's going on with Kavanaugh. There was nothing there. There never was. There was never any corroborating evidence. It was simply accusations done to try and take the guy down and to make people hesitant to ever want to serve any Republican president. That's all this is about.
I think it's a broader message to the Supreme Court, too, because, look, Kavanaugh didn't do anything. We can't prove he did anything. And look at us. We're destroying his life. If you don't vote the way we want on these cases... Think about it. They've come through the front door saying that in their brief to the court, which nobody's – they've never done this before. The liberal Democrat senators filed a brief with the court in a gun case, not arguing the merits for or against the gun case, but saying, hey, listen, if you don't rule the way we want, when we get power again, and we will, we're going to reconfigure the Supreme Court and throw you bastards out.
Yeah.
So that was the front door in-your-face threat. This is the back door threat. This is the, got stuff in your background you don't want out? But the FBI knows all about that. You got you don't have stuff in your background? Well, that doesn't matter.
No.
You've lived a clean life. We'll destroy you anyway.
No, that makes a difference.
You best think long and hard about how you rule next time.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they're doing. And this is a message not just to Kavanaugh, but to the other members of the Supreme Court. We'll destroy you too.
Those who weren't Democrat appointees.
Right. No, the rest, they do anything, the rest of them. Text writes, this Kavanaugh accusation is literally a case of somebody said something.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people said something.
Nobody did anything, but somebody said something.
But somebody said something, so we're going to have to investigate that. Texter writes, oh my God. I don't know. I got to read this. This is so good. Texter writes, I think the FBI should send in a sketch artist to identify the mystery man part. How long was it? Oh, I get it. Never mind.
Okay.
All right, Texter writes, they should hire ninjas for security with no swords. They just use the power of their mind for security at the Democrat National Convention. Okay, now Tracy from Gaffney does have a good point. Okay, to be fair, she's going with the Biden proposal. She says that the guns that the Democrat security carry should only have one bullet.
See, there you go. There's a good idea.
Right, because Joe did propose, he did say we could have a bullet.
Yeah.
One bullet.
Yeah. No multi-round magazines.
No.
Just one bullet. Rounds in the chamber. That's it.
Texter, I say, hey, Tara, so with your number one show in the state, when are you going to be syndicated? Signed, your 3-0 Buckeyes fan. I am syndicated. Yeah, we don't need to syndicate anymore. It's a radio.com app.
Yeah.
You can hear me anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
In the world. Like even in Alaska.
I was showing that to somebody at the festival in Williamston this weekend. It's like they said, I had a harder time hearing you over here in Anderson. Hey, right here, radio.com. Look on my phone. That's it. Download that. You can listen to Tara anywhere in the world, anytime you want to.
Yeah, I even had a guy in California who used to listen to me in Charlotte. It was like, man, I miss your show so much. And he's like, I said, well, listen online, radio.com app. And he said, well, I mean, I can. I'm a couple hours behind you. I'm like, oh, well, that's exactly when Chris loads the podcast.
Exactly.
So right there, radio.com, scroll down a little bit after you favorite the station. There's podcast is there, the tirades there. It's all right there. We make it easy for you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Things that make you go,
You know, every once in a while, human ingenuity and pure, raw determination allows people to do what you normally wouldn't think they could achieve. I suppose this falls in that category, although I'm not really sure. A couple in Florida was arrested for biking drunk on Friday. And it's one of those cases where the cops have to drop an anchorman quote. I'm not even mad. That's amazing. A 35-year-old woman named Megan Mondanaro and her 31-year-old boyfriend, Aaron Thomas, were arrested Friday night in Fernandina Beach, Florida, for biking drunk. The cops cuffed both of them, put them in the back of the car. Okay, pretty standard arrest, right? That's when things began to go awry. Well, the cops were still outside the car. Somehow, Megan and Aaron managed to get their clothes off and start, playing the piano, as we call it on this show. Maybe they both, I don't know, have experience getting the job done with handcuffs on. I don't know. Cop opened the door to stop them. And according to the report, they were both totally naked, which is impressive given the position they were in. Anyway, in the chaos, Aaron, see this part I identify with. In the chaos, Aaron tried to run away naked. But the cops managed to track him down at the Cold Stone Creamery nearby. See, that's where I would go. The guy loved Cold Stone Creamery, man. And if I'm already under the under arrest, I mean, everything at Cold Stone Creamery costs like $15. One scoop of ice cream, that'll be $15. Like for the whole family or just me? Oh, just you. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll pay. So yeah, that's where I'd go. Anyway, Megan also resisted arrest. She did not go to the Cold Stone Creamery. She just kicked the cops, which is what allowed Aaron to escape. So it's generous of her. Anyway, they're both charged with DUI, resisting arrest, exposure of sexual organs. Well, that is going to look great in the job application background check. Exposure of sexual organs, engaging in lascivious acts. And Aaron was also hit with charges for escape. No word on whether he was actually able to get the ice cream. But they're famous now. I just saw their faces on Fox News. Their moms must be so proud. Oh my God, I'd die. I would absolutely die. Things that make you go, By the way, if you're seeing a lot of spiders around, my husband killed another black widow yesterday. But by the way, right now, do not let your children run barefoot through the lawn. You know what? It's baby copperhead season, and that's bad enough. It's also a record spider season. You know, there's like black widows. They make a beeline for the same corner over and over again, and they always die. My husband always kills them, but they keep coming, man. They just keep coming. Reinforcements. Anyway, this is a record spider season. Warm, wet weather. I don't know. But they're out there. They're going nuts. And what's happened is the bugs they eat are out of control. So, I mean, they're big and fat and happy, and more of them have survived than normal. And what happens this time of year, apparently the well-fed arachnids head indoors looking for a mate. Apparently all the ladies are inside. Entomologist at the university studying this. What university was that? I don't know. It's in here somewhere. University of Gloucester. They've been tracking the world spider population by mentions on Twitter, and it's a banner year. People are freaked. Anyway, they want you to know that at this time of year, this is a banner season. You're not imagining it. There's more spiders than usual, and about 80% of them are males. And they are on the move because they're randy. They are on the lookout for a female mate. See, that's how this ties into the last story. Anyway, they were found. So you're finding them indoors in your home, sheds, garages, and they're looking for the females. So go ahead and squish those or do what I do. Honey, there's a spider. Well, you're closer to it than I am. I don't kill those. You do. I haven't killed a spider since I've been married. Well, one. That's my husband wasn't around. Texter writes, that sounds like an episode of Family Guy that hasn't been made yet. I think they mean the prior story. Texter writes, hey, Tara, tell Rambo to put the spiders on spears. Oh, cool. Near the corner so they'll see the death row. Oh, yeah. Like putting like heads on spikes outside of cities. That is pure genius. This is what I love the text line for. There's great minds out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.